Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Messer, 12th Hour, Apostolic Servitor and Congregation of the 12th Hour. In the Liberty Hill, Texas, today is December 23, 2017. It is Thigmas 6, 2021. We will start our first service on the Sabbath day with a song we entitled, A Face to Face with Yahshua My Savior. Face to face with Yahshua my Savior, face to face, what will it be? And with rapture I behold them, Yahshua, who died for me. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Only faintly now I see him, with the darkling veil between. But a blessed day is coming, his glory shall be seen. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Rejoicing in his presence, when I banish grief and pain, when the crooked ways are straightened, and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face I shall behold him, starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face to see and know. Face to face with my Redeemer, Yahshua, who loves me so. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, see him by and by. Holy Spirit, Part 1, Psalms 51. We're going to do the whole chapter. It says, have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. This is what all Christians are going to have to pray. All believers. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltless, O Yahweh, thy Elohim of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Now in Psalms 9, 13 and 14, he talks more about that. It says, have mercy upon me, O Yahweh. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise and the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. For the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid in their own foot is their own foot taken. It says in verse 16 of Psalms 9, for the Yahweh is known by the judgment which he executed. Actually, this is up in lowercase Lord, so it's really talking about Yahshua. For the Yahshua is known by the judgment which he executed. For the wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. For the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget Yahweh. You get that now? For the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget Yahweh, for the needy shall not turn away. No, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, for the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Yahshua, let not man prevail, let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Yahshua, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Okay, let's go back now to Psalm 51. It says, verse 14, declare, deliver me from blood guiltless, O Yahweh, thou Elohim, my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. It says in verse 19, then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. When will they do this? Because it says that in verse 15, O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering, but a sacrifice, sacrifices of Yahweh are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Yahweh, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build the walls of Yerushalayim. And that says in Psalm 69:35. We'll quickly turn to it and read it. It says, for the Yahweh will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. So now you go to Isaiah 44 and read 26. This is talking about how he's going to do it. He's going to do it by Sharash, his chosen leader today. Isaiah 44:26. Let's read verse 24. Thus saith Yahshua, thy Redeemer, and he that formed me from the womb. I am the Yahshua that maketh all things. Let's give that title to Yahweh, because Actually, that's who all the prophets addressed first and foremost. So, thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Now, the reason I changed that from Yahshua, that maketh all things, I changed it to the Father, because we know that Yahshua is the beginning of the creation of the Father. He's the first creation of human life, of the Father. Yahshua is the first creation of human life. And so, the Father is the one that says, he maketh all things that stretches, and us includes his Son. He made his Son. That stretches forth the heavens alone, and that spreads abroad the earth by myself. And that's the cross reference is back to Genesis 1:1. And let's go read that now. In the beginning, Yahweh created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, he created the heaven and the earth. Now the heaven is talking about the heaven where he abode. So Yahweh created the heaven where he lived. Then he created his Son. After he created the heaven where he lived, he created his Son, Yahshua. He created Lucifer and all the holy angels. But you know, it says here in Genesis 1:26 that he said to his Son, come, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So Genesis 1:26, he said, and let us make man in our image after our likeness. You know, he didn't say that about Lucifer and the angels in heaven. He didn't say, come and let us make man after our likeness, they're in heaven. Because Yahshua was created out of the loins of his Father, and he's the only begotten of the Father. He's the only begotten one of the Father. Then he says to his Son, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. But he couldn't say that about Lucifer, apparently, the first angel created in heaven. He created him by, no doubt, he didn't say he created him from the dust of the earth either. And he didn't say he created the animals here on earth, that he created them from the dust either. He just spoke and they appeared. The mighty power of Yahweh. So once again, we go back and read there in Psalm 69. Let's read, start with verse 30. I will praise the name of the Yahweh with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Yahshua better than an ox or a bullock. They translated and interchanged God and Lord here. And you just don't seem to... I think they do that interchangeably for the name Yahshua. But anyway, it says verse 31 of Psalm 69. This also shall please the Yahshua better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek Yahweh. For the Yahshua heareth the poor and despises not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For the Yahshua will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. And so the cities of Judah, as I said, we were there in Isaiah 44:26, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith unto Yahushua, thou shalt be inhabited, and unto the cities of Judah you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. That saith unto the deep, be dry, and I will dry up the rivers. That saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying unto Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and unto the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Okay, so Cyrus is going to lay this foundation. So now you go back to Ezra, chapter 1, and read verses 1 and 2. We might learn something there. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Yeshua stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, and he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, so thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Yahweh Elohim of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His Elohim will be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, and which is in Judah, and build the house of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. He is the Yahweh which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, besides the freewill offering for the house of the Elohim that is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all them whose spirit Yahweh had raised up, to go up to build the house of Yahweh which is in Jerusalem. And all they that were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods. Those did Cyrus king of Persia bring forth by the hand of Mithridat, the treasurer, and numbered them under Shethbazar, the prince of Judah. And this is the number of them, 30 charges of gold, 1,000 charges of silver, 9 and 20 knives, 30 basins of gold, silver basins of a second sort, 410, and other vessels 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Shethbazar bring up with them of the captivity that were brought up from Babylon and Jerusalem. Isaiah 63, verse 1, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in the righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thy apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of the vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Now, folks, we're talking about that year of his redeemed has come this year. This year, 2017, is a year of his redeemed in more places than one. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, my arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength into the earth. Okay, now you go to Isaiah 34 and read verse 2 on that. It says that for the indignation of Yahshua is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them, he hath delivered them unto the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their strength shall come out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a fallen fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Adamir, which means Babylon, and upon the people of my curse unto judgment. Okay, Isaiah 24, verse 6. Let's go read that now. It says that, therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine moaneth, the vine languishes, all the merry hearted do sigh. The mirth of tabrets ceaseth, the noise of them that rejoice endeth, the joy of the harp ceaseth. They shall not drink wine with a song, strong drink shall be bitter unto them that drink it. For the city of confusion, which is Babylon, is broken down. Every house is shut up, that no man may come in. There is a crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, we're at that place right now. The mirth for the wicked, the mirth of the land for the wicked here in the United States, and is gone. They are lamenting and crying in the streets. The liberal news media, backed by the richest syndicate in the world, of the evil syndicate of George Soros, and he's a full-blood Jew, and an Orthodox Jew, and he's leading the financial brigade to supply the wicked with all the money they need to destroy the righteous, if at all possible. And in turn, Yahweh has turned the fight against them himself. He says, in the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. And thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people. They shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of the Yahshua. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify you the Yahshua and the fires. Even the name of the Yahshua, King of Israel, and the islands of the sea. It says there in Malachi 1:11, the last book in the Old Testament. Let's turn to it and read it right quick. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Yahshua of the host. And lo and behold, Donald Trump is introducing the nations back to the God of the United States. And that's, he's calling him Lord, God, and Jesus, but nevertheless, he's a heathen, and the nations are heathen. But he's introducing all these nations back to the identity of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. But Malachi 1:12 says, "But you have profaned it that you say, for you have profaned it in that you say, the table of the Yahshua is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. You said also, behold, what awareness is it? And ye have snuffed it, saith the Yahshua the host. And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Yahshua? But cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male, and vows and sacrifice unto Yahshua a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith Yahshua of the host, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. And you go to Zephaniah now, chapter 2, and read verse 11 on that. Zephaniah 2:11. For the Yahshua will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth. And men shall worship him, every one from his place. Even all the isles of the heathen are going to worship Yahshua. Ye Ethiopians also, you shall be slain by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation and dry like a wilderness, and flocks shall lie down in the midst of her. All the beasts of the nations, both the cormorant and the bittern, shall lodge in the upper lintels of it. Their voice shall be sung, shall sing in the widows. A desolation shall be in the threshold, for he shall uncover the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt courteously, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How it should become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in. Everyone that passes by her shall hiss and wag his hand. Okay, let's go back now to Isaiah 63. Okay, it says, verse 7, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Yahshua and the praise of Yahshua according unto all that Yahshua has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according unto his mercy, and according unto the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bared them and cheered them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious, divine the water before them to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble? As the beast goes down into the valley, the spirit of Yahshua caused him to rest, so didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sign of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? Doubtless thou art our father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not, thou, O Yahshua, art our father, our redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. Now let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 32 and read verse 6 on that. Deuteronomy 32 verse 6, it says that, Do ye thus requite the Yahshua, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath brought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? So this is talking about Yahweh, I guess, the father. It's hard to imagine that everybody was introduced to Yahshua back in the Old Testament as being their creator, when Yahweh in the beginning created Yahshua, his first creation of life, and then he said to his son, let us come and let us make man in our image. So in that regard, I guess you could say that Yahshua is our creator. And it does confirm that in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, there in Hebrews, it does confirm that. Hebrews chapter 1, it says, Yahweh, who has sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Okay, by whom also he made the world. So actually, we're talking about Yahshua in the Old Testament. I guess they're referring to Yahweh the Father. When it talks about him creating them and creating this and that. Because they know, they also knew about the Son, and they also very well knew that Yahweh created all things by the Son. So I'm sure that they were really addressing the Father more than they were the Son. The translator sure didn't mess up, though, in identifying the Father and the Son in the whole Bible. But anyway, there in Deuteronomy chapter 32, start with verse 1. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Yahshua, or Yahweh, ascribe your greatness unto our Elohim. He is a rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A Yahweh of the truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves, their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus require to Yahshua, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father? So here it is right here again. Do you thus require to Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father? Bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he shall show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Yahshua's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wing, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter and kine, and milk of sheep with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of the kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape, but Jeshurun waxed fat, and kicked, thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Yahweh, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him unto jealousy with strange gods, but the abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto the devils, not unto Yahweh, unto gods whom they knew not, unto new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten Yahweh that formed thee. And when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Yahweh. They have provoked me to anger with their vanity, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, for a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountain. I will heap mischief upon them, I will spend mine arrows upon them, they shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with the burning heat. and with the bitter destruction I will also send the teeth of the beast upon them with the poison of the serpents of the dust. For the sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin. The serpent also with the man of gray hair. And I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yahshua hath not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock has sold them and the Yahshua has shut them up? Joshua 23:10. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judged. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of the gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons, and the cruel venom of ass. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasure? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in the due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that should come upon them make haste. For Yahshua shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants, whom he seeth, that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifice and drink the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Now there is any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and said, I'll live forever. If I whet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance unto mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance unto his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and unto his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hosea, the son of Nun, Hoshea. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe today, all the words of this law, for it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. Through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. And Yahshua spake unto Moses that self same day, saying, get thee up into this mountain, Abarim, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people. And Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people, because he trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah, Kadesh, and the wilderness of Zin, because he sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. That's the end of Deuteronomy chapter 32. Now let us go to Luke chapter 11. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It says, verse 1, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Yes, sir, teach us to pray. As John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in earth. As it is in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sin, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted unto us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and unto him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you this that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask him? Okay. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, He casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others tempting him sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I, with the finger of Yahweh, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of heaven, Yahweh, has come unto you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come up on him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor whereon he trusted, and divideth his spoil. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is going out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest. And finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnered. Then goeth he and taketh himself 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of Elohim and keep it. This is in Luke 11:28, I just read. Let's read that again. But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of the Yahweh and keep it. And you go back to Luke 8:21 for confirmation on that. It says, And he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of Yahweh and do it. So back to Luke 11:29 it says, And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be unto this generation. The Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye, therefore when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shine of a candle doth give thee light. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisees saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And Yeshua said unto him, Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Ye fools, do not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of Elohim. These ought ye to have done, and not leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogue and greetings in the markets. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as the graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying, as thou reproachest us also. And he said, Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touched not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for ye build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers kill them. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed kill them, and ye build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of Yahweh, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entered in you entered. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. Okay, that ends Luke chapter 11. Okay, let's see where we'll go next. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah by the will of Yahweh, unto the saints which are at Ephesus, and unto the faithful in Yahshua Messiah. Grace be unto you, and peace from Yahweh our Father, and from Yahshua Savior Messiah. Blessed be the Yahweh and Father of our Savior Yahshua Messiah, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, and Yahshua, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Yahshua Messiah, unto himself according unto the good pleasure of his will, unto the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, and whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according unto the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according unto his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in the Yahshua, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. So he's going to gather all things in heaven and those things on earth, and he's going to put them all in one place. That's right here, and the earth made new. Heaven's going to come down here, and the heaven and earth are going to congeal together. That's the reason it's going to be called the capital of the universe. Even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according unto the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be unto the praise of his glory, who first trusted in the Yahshua, and whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, the good news of the blood of Yahshua of your salvation, and whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the blood of Yahshua and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the Elohim of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, for the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in this in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power unto us for who believe according unto the working of his mighty power, which is wrought in Yahshua when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, for above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things unto the congregation of the Israel, which is in his body, as the fullness of him that filleth all and all. Well, that's the end of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, whereby you are sealed unto the day of the redemption. So don't grieve the Holy Spirit by which you are sealed. You're sealed by that Holy Spirit. And 1 Thessalonians 4:8, we'll close our service with that. He therefore that despised not man, but Yahweh, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of Yahweh to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Yahshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Yahshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of Yahweh, that we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Yeshua shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Yeshua himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of the Yahweh. There it is right there. There's Donald Trump. There's his name. And the dead in Yeshua shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Yeshua in the air. and so shall we ever be with Yahshua. Wherefore, comfort one another. Comfort one another with these words. This brings the close of our study show. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on our audio archives to hear this message. And more or less, close now with a song. The King is coming. Praise Yah, He's coming for me. The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the street. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease to labor in the courtroom. No debate. Work on earth is all suspended as the King comes through the gate. For the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now is the face I see. For the King is coming. The King is coming. Praise Yah, He's coming for me. Happy faces on the hallway, those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken hearted He has mended, those from prison He has freed. In the children and the aged, hand in hand all stand and go. Who were crippled, broken, ruined, and gone as white as snow. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise Yah, He's coming for me. I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng. The flurry of Yah's trumpet till the end of sin and wrong. Evil robes are now unfolding in His grandstand, God and praise. In His part is not a symbol, just to sing amazing grace. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now His voice I see. For the King is coming. The King is coming. Praise Yah, He's coming.